On stage at the Kravis Center, Palm Beach Opera is performing Rossini's Cenerentola, the Italian version of Cinderella. In the second-to-last row of the house, 27-year-old Jennifer Pfaff's thumbs are going a mile a minute on her smartphone.
No evil stepmother in this Cinderella. Instead, it's a stepfather Baron who actually seems ashamed of his two daughters. Hashtag PBO Cinderella.
This is the first time Jennifer has seen a full-length opera.
The only other one I've seen was one of the Palm Beach Opera's one opera in 1 hour performances that they host for free in City Place.
26-year-old Nate Mendenhall is another opera first-timer. During Cenerentola, he sends a stream of tweets to his 1,800 followers.
I can't believe I haven't come to the opera sooner. Hashtag PBO Cinderella.
Their phones shine like beacons from the back of the theater, but as long as they keep their ringers and photo flashes off, they can tweet all they want. That's what Palm Beach Opera is counting on.
People come and attend the final dress rehearsal of the opera, and they'll tweet their thoughts, comments, and also photographs of what's going on the stage.
Cece Dadisman is Palm Beach Opera's marketing director. 2 years ago, the company became the first major performing arts venue in Florida to set aside free tweet seats for the social media savvy.
The vast majority of people that come rarely even go to the theater at all, let alone to an opera.
We have an art form that's centuries old, and we also, with that art form, have a lot of stereotypes.
Florida Grand Opera Marketing Director Brendan Glynn says one of his biggest goals is looking for ways to break through those stereotypes.
How to let people know that it's not an elitist art form and that you have to be wealthy to go. And what works 1 year doesn't work 2-3 years from that.
Florida Grand Opera is hoping for a lot of live tweeting during an upcoming production to be staged in a bar in Miami's Wynwood Design District. But many major arts organizations are cautious about taking the plunge and creating permanent in-house tweet seats.
It still is uncharted territory.
Just last month, New York-based social media expert Stephen Tardick organized Broadway's first-ever tweet seat event during a revival of Godspell. He says plenty of theater purists are outraged at the mere thought of patrons texting from their seats.
That this was diminishing the experience of sitting back and giving yourself over completely to the theater-going experience.
There's also the question of whether a flurry of tweets or Facebook posts actually leads to increased ticket sales. Arch Center Marketing Vice President Andrew Goldberg says the jury is still out on that.
But there are still some universal truths in marketing. People like to hear from a trusted source. If you get a tweet from a friend, you've got to check this out. You're more likely to go check it out than if we tell you.
By that logic, even if just a handful of Jennifer Pfaff's 430 Twitter followers buys tickets, that's still a good day for Palm Beach Opera. And that's not even counting all the retweets.
The prince is enchanted by her beauty. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Sorry, couldn't resist. Hashtag PBO Cinderella.
I'm Christine DiMattei.